Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, Wednesday afternoon. Weekend is coming up. Looks like we'll have a little change of the weather between now and the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Lot to talk about. I want to be open about this. I don't have a problem with getting the illegal immigrants out of America, especially the ones who have committed crimes. If you want to be in this country, you come to this country legally. But I'm not talking about the DACA people. I'm not talking about those people who were brought here by their parents. They were babies. They were children. They did not make the decision to come here illegally. When you're a kid, you have no choice but to follow your parents. When you're a baby, you follow your parents. If your parents moved from one house to another when you were a kid, what did you do? You went with your parents. You didn't say, I like this neighborhood, I'm staying here. You wouldn't have anywhere to stay because it's not your house anymore. So I don't blame those who came here because their parents brought them here. And many of those people are contributing to America. We should make it easier for them to become citizens. There should not be obstacles in the way. But they need to do their part to become U.S. citizens, and many of them do. But when it comes to the tactics of ICE currently, what bothers me is sometimes how they do it. And I think there are other ways to do it other than go into a classroom and take a child out in front of all of the child's peers and classmates. I think that's done to intimidate people. This is about the law. It's not about intimidating people. It should not be about intimidating people. But again, I think this comes from the mind of Stephen Miller, who is half of the president's mind. And Stephen Miller is not somebody who I have any respect for. He is one of the ugliest people on the planet. I mean, he looks like he's got a giant head and, you know, he's really hideous. So, you know, maybe he looks in the mirror and he gets mad every day. But he seems to think that anybody who doesn't look like him doesn't belong here. So I think a lot of this stuff is not coming from the president. It's coming from Stephen Miller. But the administration has this image of these strong tactics when it comes to ICE. And I think it's one thing to remove illegal people from our country. It's another thing to do it in certain ways. And I hope they don't come here to New Orleans. I haven't followed that closely, what went on in Charlotte, because that's where they were before here. I don't know what they've done, but I know that in the past, ICE agents have made a point of showing Americans what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And they are going to come get you wherever you are. And I don't care if you're a kid, we're going to come get you and we're going to pull you out of the classroom. We're going to come get you at church. We're going to get you. You could wait outside the classroom. You could wait outside the church. But the tactic has been to go into these places and to make a show out of doing the job. That's all about machismo. That's all about just showing that you're tough. And I get it. You know, a lot of these people who came to this country, the only way to deal with them is to be tough. But it's going to be, because we're going to get a close-hand look at it. We're going to get to see what ICE does when they come to New Orleans. And it's a little concerning when somebody like Ronald Surpass, former NLPD chief and law professor Loyola, it's a little disconcerting when he doesn't even know what you should have on yourself to show that you are legal or to show that you should not be deported. And we have heard cases where people have been mistakenly deported. We used to live in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. One of the things that I fear today is that there are many situations that an American could be in, or that somebody on American soil could be in, and there's no presumption of innocence. There is more of a presumption of guilt because you look a certain way, because you're brown, because you don't speak English. You might automatically be a target when you should not be a target. So I don't know what's going to happen. Since I haven't seen a lot from Charlotte, and maybe it's because, and I mentioned the other day that, you know, there's been something personal in my life that I have been dealing with for really a couple of weeks now. And it ended when somebody very close to me's mom passed away Sunday. And I mean, now there, now there are other complications if things are not set up before somebody passes away. So, you know, my life has been very complicated off the air for a couple of weeks now. And maybe I missed something, but I didn't see a lot from Charlotte. So I'm hoping that that means that there have not been a lot of spectacles, because removing illegals from this country doesn't have to be a spectacle unless you want it to be. And one of the reasons that they were spectacles was to draw attention away from, say, the Epstein files. So now, and yesterday, if you were listening yesterday, breaking news during our show, the House voted unanimously to release the Epstein files. And then not long after that, by the time I got off the air, I saw that the Senate unanimously approved the bill to release the Epstein files. The question now is the president actually going to sign the bill? Or is something going to come up and he doesn't actually sign the bill? I don't know the answer to that. Is the president trying to look like he's all behind it, and that's why he said vote for a release of the Epstein files, and both houses of Congress did, and then now there's going to be a reason why he can't sign it, but he says, look, I did all I could. I've got nothing to hide. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I have never said that the president was involved with underage girls. Never. His name is on manifests, documents, being on the plane several times. He was on the plane several times. But he didn't go to the island, apparently. Now, I don't know. What happened in the plane? I don't know. You don't know. We don't know what happened. But I'm not going to say anything happened if I don't know that it happened. But if you're on somebody's, you know, private jet like that, a big jet, you're pretty good friends with that person. And chances are you know what he's doing, but that doesn't mean that you did anything. So again, you know, we've got a lot going on here. And I hope that we as a country can expose the men who were involved in having sex or raping underage girls, because they don't deserve the protection that they're getting. And they're being protected by people. They're being protected by people who might know who they are, and they're trying to protect them. But they're being protected right now. And when the files are released, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to get. I mean, I hope we find out the truth, but I don't know. Now, I'm going to share with you, coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to share with you why Louisiana Representative Clay Higgins was the only House member to vote no on releasing the Epstein files. He has a response to that, and he tells us why he voted no. I think the guy's a whack job, but he's got a reason, and I'm going to share the reason with you coming up. Let's go to John in Harvey. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, you know, I listen to your show occasionally, you know, but I don't think you understand the concept of illegal.
Okay.
If somebody's in this country illegally, they have no rights to be here in this country if they're here illegal. Now, as far as this accusation that you're slightly applying, you know, that Trump may have been doing something wrong on that plane, sure, you're saying, well, we got no proof he's doing, but. You know, you guys ought to knock it off. You got that Trump transmission syndrome, and you're probably the worst one I ever talked to. That's why I rarely ever listen to your show.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I mean, I can't make everybody happy. I mean,
well, you're not making most. You live in an area,
John. This show is very, very successful. I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, you don't speak for everybody. This show is very successful.
You know, if it was a child molester applying, you'd go all for that, you know?
Yeah, of course. I am definitely for child molesters. I have had fundraisers to pay the attorneys to make sure that child molesters go free.
Well, chances are you're probably one of them.
Yeah, I love molesting children. It's fun, you know, they can't say no. It's great. It's great. I mean, why, you've never molested a child?
No.
Oh, come on, John. Come on. It's fun. Everybody does it.
Yeah. Well, I think you probably lean more toward boys, but, you know, it's just the way you sound, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, if you want to judge me that way, you can, but no, I like girls better. I don't like boys at all. I like girls, actually. But you don't, yeah. You know, you might
you're
not want to believe it.
Probably transvestites.
Yeah. I am. You ought to see the way I dress at home.
I see the way you dress on the street. You look like you could be one of them.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you're paying a lot of attention to me for somebody who doesn't really listen very often.
Well, a blind squirrel gets acorn once in a while. I got to run across you occasionally.
So you like talking about nuts?
Yeah, kind you can eat nuts among little boys like you like.
Okay. John, did you have anything else to add to this conversation?
No, except that I think... You're always going on the wrong side. I don't care what Trump does. He could cure cancer, and you'd be accusing him of putting
hospitals out of business. That's not. That's your perception, and I certainly don't want you to think something that's not true. That's not true, and I don't want you to think that, but I can't control, you know, what you think of me.
Well,
you don't really know me. You know that. You don't know me at all. You're saying all these things, but you don't even know me. But you're making all these accusations.
I listened to your show one time. And you made it. What really turned me off on you? If you want to know what really turned me off on you was when you were talking about the naked bicycle ride in the French Quarter. You made the statement that if the parents didn't call attention to the guy running around with his junk hanging out, that little teenage daughter would have never noticed it. And that's when I knew you was a sicko.
Well, I never... That's not exactly what I said. What I said is that if...
Yes,
no,
you
it's
said
not,
exactly.
Well, John, that's not what I mean. John, that's not what I said, you know. And I tell you what, the way you talk... I love the fact, John, I love the fact that you really pay so much attention to me and you know how I dress and you know things that I've said on different occasions. So you're listening more than you say you're listening, and I appreciate that. And what I said about the naked bike ride is I said that if parents didn't make a big deal about it, kids would think it's funny because a naked body's kind of funny if you don't add all kind of sexuality to it. Kids don't add all that stuff to it. So I don't know.
Yeah,
really
when a little girl sees some guy with his junk hanging out, that you think that's close to being normal?
No, it's not normal, but I don't think it's going to hurt him, John. I don't think it's going to hurt him at all. I mean, if you make a big deal about it and you start thinking about sex and all that, you'll make a big deal about it. But kids, you know, hey, isn't that funny? Yeah, I don't think it's going to turn some girl into some kind of sex maniac if she sees some naked guy on a bike. I think it's really kind of funny. So I just want to say that I really appreciate that you had the freedom to call the show and that you had the freedom in America to say such ugly things about somebody that you don't even know. So I think you're the one that has the Scoot syndrome, because I'm kind of stuck in your head, and I'm glad you had a chance to express that opinion. Wow.
Hey, Scoot, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
All right.
I'm doing fine. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I could do the whole show like this. I could sound just like John. Just like John. And, you know, I could make comments about him because of the way he sounds, but I'm not going to lower myself to that point. I'm just not going to do it, you know. And, of course, I like molesting children. I mean, why not? You know, if that's what that guy thinks of me, he doesn't know anything about me. And, you know, in some ways, while it's hurtful, I just can't let that bother me. But John just sort of expresses the mentality of many people who call talk radio shows. And because John disagrees with me, he can think that nobody listens to this show. This is a very, I'm not going to brag, I'm only going to say this is a very popular show. And we have a lot of influence. And a lot of people listen. A lot of people who disagree with me listen. And that's okay, too. We're not trying to present some kind of specific agenda here. We're just doing a show talking about the top issues. Talking about local stuff like the ICE agents coming to New Orleans. I love when people say that I said something that I didn't say, and all I've said about the naked bike ride is, if you're a parent and these people on bikes who are... See, there are people who are just so hung up on sex that they think kids, like let's say an 8-year-old, they think an 8-year-old is immediately thinking about sex if they saw a naked person on a bike. To them, I think that's funny. And I think they would think that's funny. A 6, 7, 8-year-old, they're not thinking about the intricacies of sex. You are, as an adult. If you're looking at these people and thinking about sex, maybe there's something wrong with you. But these kids aren't thinking about that unless you put it in their brains. And let's be honest, the sight of a person naked walking down the street's pretty damn funny. Especially a guy. I think Seinfeld, you know, the Seinfeld episode, you know, said it best when Elaine said, you know, a man's body is like utilitarian. I mean, it's not utilitarian. It's like, I don't remember. She said, it's like a Jeep. You know, a woman's body is a beautiful thing. A man's naked body, it's like a Jeep. And I agree with that. So I think when it comes to something like the naked bike ride, I think people make a big deal about it because they put their mind in the body of a child and think, this is what the child is thinking. I don't think that's what the child is thinking, unless you put that thought in their brains. But I don't want to bring that up in. I don't want to rehash that. But, you know, John obviously listens to conservative media too, and that's okay. Well, if it's okay for conservative media to exist, then it's okay for me, a radical moderate, registered independent, to exist. And I don't have to buy into either party, and I don't. I just got a text a few minutes ago, your boy Biden. I just simply said, if you want to text this show, don't be stupid. Biden's not my boy. I've criticized Biden many, countless times on this show. But people don't want to hear that. And really, we're getting away from politics on this show. But there are things that are going to come up like ICE. ICE is tied to the administration. ICE is coming to New Orleans. So that's not a political issue. It's ICE coming here, but it's tied to the administration because the administration is sending them here. But that's a local issue. The Epstein files is just an issue that we should all be interested in because it's about pedophiles. And we should expose the pedophiles. And I want to know who these men are. I want these men who did this. I want them called out. I want them named. I want their names out there. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're president. I don't care if they're president of a big company. I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. I don't care who they are. I want their names exposed. So to me, the whole Epstein file issue is not about politics. It's about pedophilia in America. It's about the fact that rich, powerful men have been getting away with having sex with underage girls for a long time. And it's time that we did more to stop it. And one way we can stop it by is by exposing the names of people who do it. And if the people who are rich and famous, if they knew their name was going to be exposed, they would not have raped that underage girl. It's as simple as that. And that's why the Epstein files is not about politics. You got a comment? Oakenheart Jewelers, talking text line, 504-260-1870. So the ICE agents are marching toward...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
New Orleans. You know, these rich, powerful men, they've been keeping this a dirty little secret. You know, they pay money. They pay big money. And I'm going to mention this again. Why do the sex traffickers go to the city that the Super Bowl is in every year? When it's in New Orleans, the sex traffickers come here. We know it. In fact, NOPD is aware of that, and they try to go after them. Why do they come to the city where the Super Bowl is? Because there are rich, powerful men there. And it's the rich, powerful men that create the market for having sex with underage girls, which is rape. Let me share a text with you. You're a hypocrite. You just said that you want all of the pedos exposed, but it's okay to ride bikes naked in front of children. I mean, this doesn't even deserve a response. But that's the way a lot of people think. So what's the difference between riding a bike naked in front of children and being a pedophile? Do you know the difference? I'm going to just leave it at that. And I'm not even going to, because you know what? You're smart enough to know the difference between riding a bike naked in front of a child and the actions of a pedophile. So I'm not even going to answer it. And the people who don't know, well, you know, I don't think you can reason with them anyway. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, I'm giving my audience the credit for knowing the difference between riding a bike naked in front of a child. Just pass, it's a whole group of people, a bunch of people naked riding a bike past children. Not on purpose, just because, you know, the naked bike ride is every year in the spring in New Orleans. And, you know, people make a big deal about it. I just don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's turning anybody into an sex maniac or anything like that. NOPD leads the parade. So, you know, why don't you call NOPD? Why don't you talk to them about it? NOPD gives them escort through the city. And I have seen people, I've known people, I interviewed a woman for a video, and she came from Pensacola to see it. it's a spectacle. I mean, they're all dressed up. They're, you know, there's like mini, like kind of like bike float things. And it's a big spectacle. I'm not suggesting that you go see it. I'm not suggesting that you take your kids. But I mean, there are kids who go to nudist camps. They don't necessarily turn out to be sex maniacs. There's no direct correlation between being at a nudist camp when your parents take you to a nudist camp when you're a kid and being a sex maniac. There's no connection there. So, again, I just don't know why people get so hysterical about that. I don't even know how this – somebody brought this up. Oh, yeah, that guy talks like this, brought that up. But I'm giving my audience credit for knowing the difference between riding a bike in a group of people naked, and children see that, and the actions of what a pedophile actually does. Let's go to Val in New Orleans. Val, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, almost forgot what I wanted to say. What an interesting conversation when you and John, or whatever his name was. I like the way you handled it. You know, I think it went a little too far. But my comment partly to him is that if Donald Trump, he was involved in this, if he was, I wonder would he still support it? I really would like to know that, you know, the way he talks as though, you know, no matter what people say about Donald Trump, that you're going to go against him or whatever it is. But wrong is wrong. That's all it took. But my other comment is the Epstein files. I wonder, they always ask Donald Trump, would he pardon Ghislaine Maxwell? You know, and I have a problem with that. But my question would be, why would he pardon Ghislaine Maxwell? I don't understand why would you? Why is the government involved in this issue in the first place? I don't understand all these things. Why is it up to the federal government to handle this particular case, other than like P. Diddy or some other person that's been charged with a lot of things doing with women, sex, or whatever it is, I don't understand. And one of my other comments, you might not like this one, but I think the smoking gun with all this thing with the Epstein files, in my opinion, I've been studying it. When I say studying and looking at it, I think Melania Trump is part of it. And I'm saying that because I see pictures of her with them together. The few pictures that I've seen, and I'm sure when you take a picture at a party, you stand still for a party. And after that, you go back to partying. I don't know about you, but we don't stand there as a mannequin for the rest of the night. So what's going on with Melania Trump is my question. And well, is this why this thing is so critically protected by the federal government at this particular time?
Well, that's the question.
Mike Johnson needs to be held for obstruction of justice, in my opinion. That's just some of my thoughts right there.
Well, I mean, I understand. I understand your point. I don't think Melania is involved in this in any way. I don't get that reading off her body language. Why is the government involved, Val? Well, because there's investigation. There's investigation going on, and it is illegal for old men to have sex or to rape underage girls. And so there's an investigation. The government's involved in the investigation, and for some reason, the government has gone out of its way to withhold information. And I think it's because of the high ranking, rich, powerful people who are involved, because of the men who had sex with underage girls.
But it's not just men, apparently. Because Ghislaine Maxwell, as far as I know, she's a woman.
Okay. So
it's not just men. It's not just powerful men.
Well, no, I mean, she's guilty too, which is why she's in prison.
I can't tell she's guilty because they moved her to
Look, here's what I think. I think that the administration doesn't want her to talk, and I think that they are doing whatever they can to appease her to make sure that she doesn't talk, because she knows the men who had sex with the girls.
And guess what, Scoop? Ghislaine Maxwell is going to wind up dead at some point, and not by natural causes either. Yeah. Just like Jeffrey Epstein.
Well,
Was killed. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein was killed. There was not no suicide. He was killed.
I agree.
And anybody that don't think that, something wrong with you.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. Is Ghislaine Maxwell going to be found dead? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, look, if she commits suicide, I'm going to be suspicious of that, too. But I think she is well protected at this point. But, you know, look, if you're involved in this speaks to what I'm talking about. This speaks to the power of the men who are raping underage girls for their own sexual pleasure. This speaks to the volume of that, that these men are so powerful that they were able to kill Jeffrey Epstein. These men are so powerful that they have been able to influence Biden and now Trump, in my opinion, not to release these files because they don't want their names out there. There are a lot of things you can do bad in our society and get away with it. There are a lot of things that you can do and be forgiven for it. Having sex with an underage girl is not among those things. And so right now, I think that what they're trying to do is they're doing what they can to appease Ghislaine Maxwell not to talk. There's one simple message for Ghislaine Maxwell. If you have a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back. This is WWE.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, yeah, look, if any ICE agents who come to New Orleans approach you, do not run, because that can lead to criminal liability. Don't run. You have the right to remain silent. You don't have to talk to them. They need to have a certain validated criminal warrant. They need to have a warrant. They don't have to enter your home if you don't want them to, if they don't have this warrant. If they have the warrant, well, that's another thing. But if they don't have the warrant, they can't enter your home. If you own a restaurant, they can't go into employee-only areas. They can't go into the kitchen. They have to have permission from, I guess, the owner, maybe the manager, to do that. So just a reminder, because they're expected. Last I heard was on Friday. So a lot of conversation about the Epstein files, and I don't mind having this conversation because I would do whatever I could, and I don't have any control over it, but I would do whatever I could to expose the names. I don't care who they are. I don't care who is hurt by this. We should know the names of the men who had sex with underage girls. They raped underage girls for their sexual pleasure. Let's go to Chuck in Gonzales. Chuck, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon. I was watching on CNN yesterday. The girls were, in fact, it was weird because it was really the only station that was carrying it. But all the girls were talking. I don't know if it was in front of the Congress House or wherever they were doing it.
Yeah.
But they had Marjorie Taylor Greene and a couple of other congressmen there, too. And the thing, and plenty of women, I mean, and the brother of the girl that killed herself. The thing that I just kept saying over and over to myself is, now that they've got this group of women that have, you know, all have been, you know, molested, raped, whatever. And I like the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene used the word rape. She made it. She was not pulling any punches. She's in there for the real fight on this thing, which really surprised the hell out of me.
It surprises the hell out of me, too.
But anyway, I'm happy
that she's doing it.
Oh, absolutely. I think the Kool-Aid a little bit wore off on her, and she's realizing, let me come back down to reality.
Yeah, maybe she yeah, she might have peed the Kool-Aid out of her system.
Yeah, really. But this is what I don't understand, and I'm sure there's some legal whatever because of it. Why don't the girls just say the names of the guys that did it?
I don't know. I have heard they're afraid. But I still don't know why.
Now?
I don't know why they don't do it. They know the names, and we know there are big names that you and I are going to recognize. I don't know the answer to that. It's a great question, Chuck.
I'll tell you why, I think.
Okay.
Because if they tip their hands and say all these names, and the reason why I think it's taken so long to get these files out is because they're destroying the evidence. But they're going to do some type of AI, whatever, and they're going to give us these files, and they go, here they are. We don't see anybody's names on them. How is anybody going to be able to prove anything differently? Then the girls would have egg all over their face going, oh, my God, we thought the files were going to have all the names of the guys that raped us.
Well, excuse me, gentlemen. I would like to also submit that during the time when all this was happening, these girls were like 11 or 12 years old. They probably didn't even know who most of these high-powered men were. They were just clients to them. They probably weren't aware of, oh, this guy's the owner of that business, or this guy's the owner of this politician.
That's a good point, too.
Unaware, and, you know, through age and time, and you know, now they're adults, they probably can maybe point some of them out, but I'm quite sure, like, at that time, they probably weren't aware exactly who these high-powered people were.
Yeah, I would think that they would know.
Case,
I would think
Coleman,
that they would know.
I agree.
But Coleman, you may be right.
If they really just don't know, I agree. But I mean, it just seems like with all the attorneys involved, with all the powerful people that have been involved to try and get these files out into the open.
Yeah.
I got a feeling there's a lot of people that know who these guys are right now. Why don't they just say it?
Yeah. Chuck, it's a good question.
Paid off.
And look, somebody's going to ask that question. We're going to get a more definitive answer than we have right now, but I appreciate you bringing that up. You know, a lot of these young girls, when they were young, all they know is that there was a flabby man with man boobs on top of them. That's all they know. And I'm sorry that I'm so graphic. But it's okay to be graphic because you need to know how disgusting that was. Some flabby man with man boobs and this young girl. You need to know how disgusting that is. You need to know that. You need to have that visual because that's why I'm talking about this. Because it's important. These men need to be exposed. And I don't know when it's going to happen, but there are a lot of men that might have had to buy new pants because they've made number two in their pants over this whole thing and the possibility that's going to come out. Because this, if this comes out and if it's some of the names that I think are on the list based on what I've heard, these men are going to be destroyed. And they should be. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1966, this was the number one song in the country. You Keep Me Hanging On, Supremes. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, we can continue this conversation coming up in the next hour, but we've got more stuff to get to this afternoon. And, you know, sometimes I think fans go too far when they're shouting at players, especially in basketball, when the players and the fans are just right there together. Draymond Green confronted a Pelicans fan the other day. I want to talk about that confrontation. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back with more. You're listening to WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.